Chapter 3. Visiting Trudy. The next 3 days were the longest of my life. Each night, I waited for the phone to ring. Each morning, I waited for a letter to arrive. And then, on Thursday after school, Dr. Bryce was waiting for me when I arrived home. I sat down quickly. "It's not me," I thought. "It is not me." Dr. Bryce began to speak. "I've decided that you should have the heart transplant." "I've thought about it." His mouth was moving, but I could not hear a word. Dad was listening carefully, and Mum looked worried. I could even see myself nodding at the right moments. "It's okay, Cameron," said Dr. Bryce and smiled. "I know that this is a big moment for you. Do you still want the transplant?" I nodded. "Okay. Then I'd like you to come to our hospital next week. It's north from here, in Yorkshire. We'll do a lot of tests and choose a date for the operation." "Is Trudy there?" I asked. Dr. Bryce nodded. "If she's going to give me her heart, I want to meet her." "I don't think that's a good idea," Dad said.
"But Cameron does," Mum said, "and this is about Cameron."
Dr. Bryce did not look happy, but after a while he said, "All right, I'll call you soon." Mum and Dad walked into the hall with Dr. Bryce, where I could hear them all talking, but I did not try to listen. Everything that was happening was very strange, and I did not know if I was standing on my feet or my head. 4 days later, we went to Yorkshire on the train. We changed trains twice, and when we arrived at the station, we waited outside for someone from Dr. Bryce's hospital to meet us. It was a cold September day, and I could see beautiful green fields behind the car park.
"How much longer do we have to wait?" Mum began. "Maybe we should get on the next train home."
"We have only been waiting 15 minutes," Dad said. I did not want them to argue, so I pointed at the first car I saw.
"Is that Dr. Bryce's?"
I said. But it was not. There was another car behind it, a big, expensive one. This car stopped in front of us, and a woman with dark brown eyes and black hair opened the car door window.
"Cameron Kelsey?" she said. "Mr. and Mrs. Kelsey? I'm Dr. Janice Ehrlich. I work with Dr. Bryce. I'm sorry I'm late."
The three of us got into the back of the car, which was very comfortable inside. The journey took nearly an hour. The hospital was like another world. It was a huge building and very modern inside. Dr. Ehrlich used a special card on a chain round her neck to open each door.
"I'll take you to see Trudy first, and then we will do some tests," Dr. Ehrlich said.
"But before you can see Trudy, we all have to have a shower and change our clothes."
"What?" said Dad.
"I'm sorry," Dr. Ehrlich said, "but we can't allow our pigs to get ill. You wouldn't want Cameron to get a heart that has an infection, would you?" After my shower, I put on all the special clothes and things that Dr. Ehrlich gave me. I could not believe it. All this trouble just to see some pigs. Then we went to meet Dr. Bryce, who was wearing the same clothes as us.
"We have to go through the scanner before we can see Trudy, he said.
Is it safe?
Mum asked. Yes, the scanner isn't dangerous. It looks for metal things.
I'm sorry. I can't go through it.
Mum looked at me and Dad, and then took a big breath.
I'm pregnant.
I'm going to have a baby in April, she said. And I don't want to do anything that will hurt it.
Mum was going to have a baby. I was so happy. I was going to have a brother or sister. Why didn't anyone tell me?
I asked. Dad was looking at Mum in a strange way, and he was not smiling.
I didn't know, Cam. I'm as surprised as you are.
Dr. Bryce turned the scanner off for Mum. Mum would not look at Dad, but Dad was only looking at Mum.
That's great news, Mum.
Yes, it is, she said with a smile.
This is Trudy, Dr. Bryce said, as we walked towards a pig behind a low wall. Trudy has some important human characteristics in her DNA. That's why she'll be good for your heart transplant. Trudy looked straight at me, and I looked into her eyes. Pigs died every day, and we ate their meat. And she was going to die because I wanted to live. Was that right? I felt bad. I felt like a murderer. But why? Trudy was just a pig. Just a pig. People always said that when they wanted to use and hurt animals, or even other people. The problem was that I believed that animals had rights, just like humans. So why was I here? I knew the answer. I was trying to save my life.
Hello, Trudy, I said. My name's Cameron.
Now that you've met Trudy, do you still want the operation? Dr. Bryce asked.
Yes, I said. More than ever.
It was really simple. I had to live now. I needed to live long enough to meet my baby brother or sister. I hoped that Trudy was happy to help me. Mum and Dad did not talk on the train journey home. When we got to our house, Dad went straight into the front room and Mum walked into the living room. A few moments later, I went into the living room where Mum was sitting on the sofa looking at the TV.
Mum, shall I make dinner tonight?
No, I'll make it in a minute. She continued to look at the TV, so I decided to go to my bedroom. Suddenly, she stood up and put her arms round me.
I love you, she said.
Mum,
I said, get off.
The new baby won't take your place.
I know. Don't worry, I told her.
Why didn't you tell Dad? Doesn't he want the baby? We both want the baby. We've wanted to have another child for years, but it didn't happen. And with everything that's happening at the moment, well, it was a big surprise when I discovered that I was pregnant.
Are you sorry?
Mum touched her stomach.
No, not at all, she said.
I walked to the door, then stopped.
I love you too, Mum,
I said, and then ran from the room before she could speak. I felt a little stupid, but I really wanted to tell her.
That night, I lay in bed thinking. I was going to get my operation, but it was a secret. I was going to get a heart from a pig. I wanted to do all the things my friends did without thinking about it. I was going to have that operation and live. And next April, I was going to have a brother or sister. It was 1:30 in the morning, and I could not sleep, so I got up and went downstairs. I heard a noise from the front room and looked inside. Dad was sitting at the table with his back to me.
Dad?
He turned round at the sound of my voice, and I saw that he was crying.
Are you okay?
I did not know what else to say. I'm fine. I knew that he was lying. Go to bed, Cameron. I wanted to stay and talk to him about all the important things in my head, but I did not know how or where to begin. So I went to bed and closed my eyes. But I still could not sleep.